It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And our friend the ridge seems to be back. High pressure, locking clear skies into place for now. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather guru Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about ridgeology today, the hows and whys of that pressure system. Cliff, what happened to all the rain and storms?
Well, it's been pushed away by the ridge. And when meteorologists use the term ridge, we really mean high pressure, an area of high pressure in the atmosphere. And these high pressure areas are quite big. They're a few thousand miles in size, so they're large. And we've had this high pressure area over us for the last several days, and it's not ending. Through the weekend, we're going to have high pressure, and it doesn't look like the old storm systems, the fronts and the low pressure, will be coming in until Tuesday at the earliest. So, this whole Thanksgiving weekend, we're going to have high pressure, which brings clear skies, sunny skies, and even the chance of some fog in a few low places, and maybe even a little bit of air quality issues. So, nothing very exciting, but no precipitation at all.
What about wind? Does it bring wind with it?
Well, high pressure can bring wind or bring calm conditions. When the high pressure is right over us, the pressure gradient, the difference in pressure over the region, is very weak, and winds tend to be light. And winds are produced by differences in pressure. On the other hand, when we have a situation where high pressure is inland from us, let's say in eastern Washington or the interior of British Columbia, then we can get very, very strong winds in certain locations, and particularly in gaps and downstream of gaps in the Cascades. So, for instance, when we have high pressure over British Columbia and lower pressure over western Washington, the air tends to accelerate from the northeast. So we have very strong northeasterly winds gusting to 30 to 50 miles per hour, even more in places like Bellingham or over the San Juan Islands. Back on Tuesday and Wednesday, when high pressure started building in, we not only had strong winds in those locations, but some of those strong winds went down the western side of Puget Sound, producing power outages.
So sometimes they also bring poor air quality with them. How does that work?
Well, high pressure right over us tends to produce poor air quality and stagnation, and it does this in a few ways. First, weak winds. When the high is right over us, the winds are less, and the turbulence from winds tends to mix up the air, so there's less of that mixing of pollutions from the surface up into the atmosphere. So that's bad. When we have high pressure, we tend to have clear skies. The surface radiates heat to space. The surface cools more than the atmosphere above. That tends to produce an inversion. That's when temperature increases with height. And inversions are very, very stable features. That means it tends to act as a cap on the atmosphere above. You tend not to get mixing when you have an inversion. And on top of that, the air temperatures tend to be pretty cold near the surface, and people like to burn their wood or whatever they do for heating, and that produces pollution as well.
So how long is this thing going to stick around, do you know?
Well, the current models suggest that we'll have high pressure over us at least into Monday, and then a series of storm systems pushed by the jet stream should start pushing in on Tuesday, and then as we go into Wednesday, Thursday, we'll really be back into the precipitation again. So we've had a nice break over Thanksgiving, but it won't last. The least of our models are correct.
All right, time to get out our parkas, everyone. Thank you so much, Cliff.
You too, Bellamy.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.